Hey, Skip friends, welcome back to Tales from the Jungle Cruise. This week we're doing something a little different. As many of you may or may not know, this podcast isn't our only endeavor. Under the name of Skipcast Networks, we actually produce and promote four different podcasts. The tie-in is that they're all produced by skippers and have that skipper-centric view of life. The first two, of course, are Tales from the Jungle Cruise and the Jungle Cruise Radio Play, the radio play following the adventures of Gary London, Skipper Esquire. And by the way, if you're a skipper and want to have your podcast featured on the Skipcast Network, please drop us a line at junglecruise, C-R-E-W-S, @gmail.com. Secondly is the newly blossomed Nerd 101, where we take a 20-minute slice of nerd culture topic and explain it to the non-nerd. So if you want to know the nuts and bolts about the zombie phenomenon or Firefly or Doctor Who, we're the place to explain the basics to you. Now, you can find that podcast on iTunes under either Nerd 101 or Skipcast. But the other podcast we really love is by our friends Trevor Kelly and Joey Hurley. Now, I worked with both these cats back on the river, and I'm proud to say we've become friends over the years. Their podcast, Joey and Trevor Talk to Each Other, has become a breakout on iTunes, making it onto the new and noteworthy section. Now, usually they just talk random and quite funny stuff, but this week they sat down with Skipper Kip from the Jungle Cruise, and the results were really great. It actually felt more like a Tales from the Jungle Cruise episode, so I asked the guys if I could rebroadcast it so you all could hear it. Now, if you like the Joey and Trevor magic, make sure you find them on Facebook at facebook.com/Joey and Trevor, or search Joey and Trevor on iTunes. And as always, please find us over on Twitter. My handle is @Skipcast. Some of you may have noticed we were down for a week, and you know that's because our bandwidth charges have gone through the roof. We tripled our audience in July, which is great, and we're now hitting about 4,000 downloads a month. Now, I waited as long as I could before doing this, but last week I put up a PayPal donation button on the page at junglecruise, C-R-E-W-S, @podbean.com. If you love the show and you want to help me defer some of the costs, I would love the help. As of last week, we had 20,000 downloads in just about a year, and that's pretty damn special, and thanks everyone for the support. All right, here we go. Joey and Trevor talk to each other. It's a very special episode of Tales from the Jungle Cruise.
Joey and Trevor Talk to Each Other, Episode 36. Gender Confusion at the Old Jungle Cruise.
We're here in a house.
We're in someone's house.
Some undisclosed location.
We're squatting. We're squatting.
Our good Old Jungle Cruise friend Kip Hart has joined us for the podcast.
Honor to be here.
Thanks, Kip.
Wow.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. No, yeah. Glad you're here.
Yeah, that's better. Edit that out.
That'll
make you sound like a dork.
Just forget it now.
Kip is actually wearing his outfit
straight on over
from work. We can say where he works because we don't care about Disney.
Yeah, we're not giving any secrets away, right?
There's
a boat ride called the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, it existed, and Kip just was at work today. How was your day today?
I was Jungle Cruising, trying some new material out.
Yeah. Like what? Can you give us a smatter?
It's lame, and you know, it's
exactly.
Typical. When you enter the elephant pool, you say, we don't get much done in here because we don't have any multi-tuskers.
God!
I apologize to our listening audience for that. Bleeding right
God.
Now.
God!
Awesome.
How free do you feel at Jungle once you get out in the jungle?
Well, I'm always free there. I mean, frankly, I'm pretty OG because all the material I used to use... I submitted it all, and they accepted most of it. So,
That's right. You were on that team. Well, you weren't.
No,
on the
actually,
team.
Later. So they have a submission program, so they can as part of the 05 update.
Yes,
they gave it in order to crack down the spiel. They gave us the opportunity to add to it, so we can see
so
the material.
Could we give you jokes and you submit them?
Absolutely.
Wow.
They would never make it. They would never make it.
They'll sign off on it, and they all.
Wow, that's so weird. Yeah, if people don't know. First Jungle was do whatever, then narrations, which characters took over, and then it was kind of again do whatever, and then it went back to super strict, and then it kept flipping flopping between those two things. When Trevor and I were there, we had a mix of no, you can't say that, okay, you can say that, and then now since Kip's there currently, it seems like they're a little more okay with some things as long as you get it approved.
Yeah, and it's very all that stuff's cyclical. You know, it comes where they
right, exactly.
They get focused on you, and then they
right. The priority changes with
yeah,
the ride.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm sure once the movie comes out with Tim Allen and Tom Hanks, they're going to crack down on it.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that since I started working there.
Truly.
So.
That's true.
If it ever happens.
It's been in development
forever.
If it
ever comes up, you know, I'm sure we'll have some new material to fall back on.
Yeah. If it ever happens, I hope that they actually put an animatronic Tom Hanks in the ride. Get rid of spieling.
Yeah.
Just put the boat on a track.
And every once in a while, it'll be like a Carousel of Progress.
Yes.
But Tom Hanks at each
time. You know, just have him at the top of the Native Uprising.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could just put him up there. You know, like they did Jack Sparrow. They just kind of put him in.
He's in a different spot.
He's out there.
God help them if they ever put a Tom Hanks animatronic. The first thing someone's going to do, or me, would be to dress him up like Forrest Gump.
He has a bench out there in the veldt that
immediately.
He sits on.
Yeah. That's a whole other script we could have there with Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
I never did that.
Yeah.
Because it would just slowly turn into the retard spiel.
No one
would get it, and they just think you're being mean to challenged people.
Challenged people.
Okay. Oh, my God. All right. So last Sunday, me and Brian, a couple other of our friends, went to downtown Santa Ana. All right, picture a champagne brunch. Unlimited champagne. Now picture a drag queen show happening in front of you while you eat champagne brunch. That's what it was. Amazing.
Was it very entertaining?
No, but it was amazing.
It was a brunch?
It was a Sunday brunch. Just like in church, but with drag queens. And they didn't... I've never been to a drag show.
Perhaps you've been in them.
Illuminate me. Yeah.
I've never been to one either.
Are they supposed to do stuff? Because these...
Yeah, they're supposed to have a talent as well.
No, they just lip-synced.
Oh, well. Yeah, they're supposed to like do magic or contortionist or something like that.
Make their penis disappear?
Yeah, usually it's like
surgery.
It's like, on stage. It's like a variety show, I think.
The best part was, though... They went out and lip-synced, and, you know, we'd had a bottle of champagne each, so it was amusing.
Right.
But at the end, they said, any Disney fans out there? And everybody kept quiet. And they started to play the Fantasmic music.
Oh, geez.
And one of the drag queens came out as drag queen Mickey Mouse.
Oh, my gosh.
And started doing the Fantasmic thing. We have pictures. It was a large man-woman...
A man who likes being a woman instead.
Dressed like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
You know, one time I went to the Winter National Drags, but there was no makeup allowed.
So I guess we're kind of getting into the difference between Jungle now and Jungle, say, what was it? It's 10, 11 years ago now?
Yeah.
That we all worked there together?
Well,
we worked together, right?
Not you and I. Joey and
me
I did
and
when
Kip
you came
did
back.
My second time.
The second time.
So
I came in 2004, so I kind of caught the end of the Rogue era, where it was still a little crazy, and you know, you would, for example, I was coming up the Nile, and I turned the corner. It was when the baboons were still up on the rocks
in the
beginning of the veldt. And one of the Scots that we had many Scots, one of the Scots was up on the rocks, sitting up there like one of the baboons.
Positioned. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great.
And it was hysterical.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know what I said, but it was a lot of fun.
One time at night, I had our friend Rich drop me off on the island where the attacking natives are. And I grabbed a stick and I hiked over to where the natives are. And I waited for the boat to come around. And as they came around, I rose up with them with the stick. And as they cycled back, I stayed up like, come on, guys, seriously, you're making me look bad.
Yeah.
We're supposed to attack them. I just kind of curled back down.
Yeah.
And then I realized the jungle at night when there's no animation or lights going is terrifying.
It's the scariest thing.
It's dark out there.
Yeah.
It's very dark.
Yeah. It's there's spiders and webs. You're walking
spiders.
Into webs. You ever walked into a web and you used to call that the spider dance, where you walk out in a web and you're doing this like this.
You just freak out
off of you, you know?
Yeah. Does it still happen where when you turn off the light, sound, and animation, the gorillas at the gorilla camp still make their noises?
I don't know.
You've done a deadhead or
anything? I don't even know they move when I go by them during the day. So I don't really pay attention to them. Yeah, I'm too busy throwing out funny stuff. And people ask me when I get back to the dock, hey, were the attacking natives working? I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. I was looking at them, but I didn't see them.
Exactly.
My eyes just become glazed over.
Yeah. I saw a Disney blog posted the Menomina tour.
Oh, my gosh.
That I used to do.
Really?
Once. I did it once.
How'd they find that?
They found it on the YouTube. And they blogged about it. I did a tour once. The Menomina tour. Where it was night on my last day, and I was fed up with the people in the boat because they weren't laughing. And instead of doing the tour, there was the National Geographic tour, which, if you don't know what it is, it's you just literally tell facts about the animals.
Right, real stuff. No jokes.
So I would point out, like, hey, there's an African bull elephant, and I'd kill the lights. I'd just sing the whole song, fire lights, but I'd go, hey, another African bull elephant. Menomina. And then that was the whole tour.
Yeah, to each social.
Point out the animal, Menomina. Apparently people liked it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it comes to the idea that you don't know who's on your boat. Are they people who have been on Jungle Cruise since the 60s and they know it so well that they're willing to see you play with the idea? Or is it their first time ever seeing it and they don't know what's going on because you're making a mockery.
That's what prompted me to start doing my own material because I hate it when people steal the punchlines.
Right.
You know, you get over there and they say...
They know it.
Yeah, they know the punchline. Yeah. You know, whatever they are, you know, the Jeep's going to turn over.
Right.
Whatever it is. And that just drove me crazy.
Right.
So I said, man, this is not going to work for me. So I started coming up with my own material.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is before we could submit it, but I was doing kind of my own shtick. Out there, and it wasn't offensive.
I'm pretty sure I did 80% my own stuff.
Yeah, you know,
in my trip,
you get bored too. You know, that's another thing is you get bored, and that's just normal.
I want to crack up myself.
Oh,
you know,
for sure.
I got to do 8 hours.
I used to do Rit Meese had the best non-OG tour at the time.
Yeah.
To me, he would it was amazing what he would say and get away with.
Yeah.
He would go by the cobras and be like, hey, there's some king cobras. Notice anything different about those king cobras? Yeah, they're drunk. They're both drunk. Look at them waving around. He had a banana in his pocket. And when he get to the hippo pool, he'd go, oh, no, the hippo's attacking. And he'd pull the banana out and, start trying to shoot it like a gun. He's like, oh, it's the bananas. And he'd, peel it and start eating it. And, just talk with his mouth full and point stuff out with the banana the rest of the tour.
It's ridiculous.
We used to have a banana phone. Did you guys ever that? We had a banana phone. We had a banana. It had an antenna in it. And we'd just stick it in the boat. And when you get out there about halfway, somebody would get over the all ride and say, Skipper Kip, can you please pick up the banana phone? So we would stop. And we would take it out and you pull the antenna out.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Like you're talking to somebody. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Excuse me. Yeah, I need to take this call.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
There was one doc joke we did once where... me and Adam used to have this thing where we talk about how much money you could save on local and long distance phone calls.
It was like the actual commercial that you'd banter back and forth.
And I took one of the cell phones that had been dropped in the river from the office that didn't work anymore. They're going to throw it away. So I took the cell phone down and we went through the spiel. Like I was like on my cell phone, like on the dock, on load.
Yeah.
And, I was like, what's wrong? Like, this phone, it's awful. And they charge me so much for long distance. And he tells me the whole spiel. And I go, wow, what am I using this thing for? And I throw it down on the dock and I start stomping
on it.
It
shatters.
And I throw it into the jungle. Everybody's silent on the dock.
No one knows how to handle that kind of stuff. It's so extreme.
How do they even chastise you for that?
Exactly.
Don't.
My phone.
The phone into the
You're
jungle?
Scaring people. I don't know. I did a little dance once for some at the dock, and when people were coming up, I would get a little hat somehow and a stick and do like a little tap dance routine as people were pulling up. And one time the stick flew out of my hand and hit a person in the face. So I stopped doing that little routine. Oh, it hurt a person right in the face.
What'd they do?
They laughed. Okay.
Yeah, I tell kids, the only rule we have there is no bleeding. That's
I always enjoyed the joke. I'd like to thank the California State Prison Work Release Program
For letting me
spend such time with you and your kids.
Yes.
Your pretty, pretty kids.
Gosh.
That one was one of my favorites.
I think we didn't know what we were. We just said whatever we wanted to make, you know, other people laugh that were on the dock.
We used to, it just came back. We used to have a gas can that would sit over there, one of the big 5-gallon gas cans.
Yep.
So when the boat would come in, I would take the gas can and I would set it there and I would sit on it. And this is still when the skippers would play along and they'd say, Kip, what's going on? I say, well, I got gas, so I'm sitting on the can.
Gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Then they took it away finally. I guess they could hire me sitting on the can on the dock.
That's for your break time, your designated break time.
You know, you're tasking, you know.
Yeah.
We would always just say, like, that one's funny. I think most of the stuff me and Rit used to say was just, like, morbid, like, really dark. Like, we used to have the one where Rit would pull up or somebody would pull up, and I'd be looking really depressed at unload at the dock. And he'd go, Trevor, what's wrong? I'd go, I don't know, I'm just bummed out. My cat just died. Like, oh, that's so awful. Oh, by the way, everybody, speaking of dead cat, the Bengal barbecue is right over there.
Oh, jeez.
It is delicious.
Yeah, that's...
I think he did one, too, that was like each animal he went to, this is Rit as well, he would go, it's so cute. The tiger's so cute. Isn't he cute? Until he rips your face off. And then go to the next one. Oh, the elephant, so cute. Until he sits on you. And then at the very end, he got back to the dock and he said, oh, look at the duck swimming around. Aren't they cute? Until they crap on you. Like, you can't say crap on the boat. That's too far.
I used to do a joke at night when I knew nobody was listening. Like, nobody listened to my tour.
Right.
When I'd get in, there was jokes in the script that you're supposed to tell. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, a horse walks into a bar. Bartender goes, why the long face? Horse goes, well, I just shot my whole family.
Gosh.
That's in the OG.
Yeah, it is, yeah. You could get away. You could
Walt
go up,
wrote that joke.
Yeah. Be called up to the office. I thought that was the punchline. I must have read it incorrectly. I told the joke up to that point correct.
It's fine.
What did I do wrong?
We had a skipper, Chris. He's not there anymore, but he was Asian. I'm not sure which Asia he was in, but anyway. But he was very Americanized. But he would do this spiel where he was like a foreign exchange student.
Okay.
And he was a skipper, and so people get in the boat and hello, how are you? Very innocent. Hello, how are you? And he was very limited in English. So he would go out and the first scene, the temple. He would say, oh look, there's a tiger. Everybody say hi, tiger. Hello, how are you? And he would wave to him, and then he would go to the next scene. That's how he would do.
What?
So, till the next scene. Oh, look at all the elephants. Everybody wave the elephants. Hello, how are you?
And he Hello, to him. How are you?
That's his whole spiel.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the whole, I think he said he heard a girl and a mother sitting next to him. And after he did it like 3 times, the girl goes, she's not going to do that the whole time. Is it? And she goes, no, he'll be fine. And then, They got to the backside of water, and she goes, I think he's going to do this the whole trip.
I always loved the boats where it only happened once, where the entire boat was a Japanese tourist group,
uh-huh.
and none of them spoke English.
Right.
And you had to kind of test it when they're loading in just to see if anybody recognizes.
Like, say, poop.
Right.
And see if anyone looks over.
Prairie dogs it. But once I confirmed that nobody on that boat spoke English, second I got out of the dock, I'm like, all right, everybody, peanut butter and jelly.
Uh-huh.
And then gibberish for the next 10 minutes.
Yep.
It was the best moment of my life.
Uh-huh.
Just to like have them all like applaud and like, ooh.
Right.
Ah.
All you have to do is point.
Right.
Look at that thing. Oh my gosh.
Have you ever gotten that?
Mm.
I did a trip one time. It was all Asian. I think it was a tour group, and I, you know, at what point, you know, none of those words are meaningful to them. So I did a ooh-ah trip. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, look, there's a tiger. Ooh, ah. And they will do it with you.
And they repeat it. Yeah.
It was great. And like, you feel like kind of good. You know,
yeah.
It's like a happy time. Mm-hmm. So.
Sure.
And they were having a good time. So I did it the whole trip. I just sort of point out an elephant. Oh, there's an elephant. Ooh, ah. They would do it with you. It was great. You
know? They probably loved it.
Yeah, they had
they could participate.
Time.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. They had a great time. It was fun.
Let's see what else happened there. Nothing. Nothing else happened in the jungle.
That was it. Then we all got fired.
Yeah, exactly.
That was it.
Exactly.
There's like, that's the thing about the problem with talking about jungle is so much stuff happened.
I can't remember it.
That it's all, it just comes in waves.
It feels like one day. It all happened in a day.
I agree.
I don't know.
You know, I've been privileged to be in like a couple generations, you know, where I've seen the old rogue days and then transitioned to, you know, after the rehab in 05 is when they really got strict on the spiel.
Yep.
And
now it's slowly going back to...
Yeah, it's not going back, but it's more relaxed and they're not as focused on it right now.
Sure.
So it's... I don't say we have a lot of latitude, but, you know, you can... What's nice is having that option of being able to submit material. But you got to try it out first. You don't know if it works unless you're trying it out.
Right, right.
You know, so... And I don't do anything offensive when I'm out there. Well, I'll tell you this one story.
Okay.
I don't know if it was offensive, but I do this in my stand-up. I tell about, you know, everybody has the buttons they give away, you know, like the anniversary button.
Yeah.
The happy birthday button. And they have the happy birthday buttons. So this little girl gets on the boat. It was at night, and her name was Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her birthday button on. She came up and she sat right next to me. This is why I don't talk to the guests. You know, this is an example. So Sasha came in. I said, "Hey, Sasha." I said, "How you doing?" She goes, "Good." And I said, "Today's your birthday?" She said, "Yeah." And I said, "How old are you today?" She said, 9. I said, "Really?" I said, "You know, you and I have a lot in common." I said, "When I was 9, I was a girl too." That's why I don't talk to the guests. That's the magic that I bring. Gender confusion.
You won't see those kind of magical moments at the Princess Fantasy Fair. Tune in Thursday for more good times and guffaws. Joey and Trevor are part of the Skipcast Network. Check it out on the Facebook. You can also find them on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and anxiously awaiting the arrival of Cyborg Tom Hanks in the jungle.